The Attorney General of New York has opened an investigation into a data breach that may have affected a half billion customers of the Marriott hotel chain. That's after Marriott announced today that its Starwood reservation system was hacked. It happened between 2014 and September of this year. The company says hackers gained access to sensitive personal information, including passport numbers, email addresses, and birth dates. It's one of the largest corporate hacks in American history, second only to Yahoo's 5 years ago. We've asked Mike Regan for details. He is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa.
Marriott discovered the hack just a few weeks after it merged the Marriott Rewards loyalty program with Starwood's preferred guest program. So it seems as if Marriott acquired a company that was in the process of being hacked.
Well, right. And it's important to it's difficult to remember who owns what hotel. And under the Starwood umbrella are hotel chains like Sheraton, W, Westin, and St. Regis. And as you said, Marriott bought Starwood a couple years ago, but they had continued to operate separate databases for each of Starwood and Marriott properties. And as you said, this hacking dates back to 2014, before Marriott even acquired the company. So it's something that was undiscovered until recently by Marriott.
So it's called the Marriott hack. Marriott's properties, though, were not affected. So exactly whose were?
Well, again, it's all those the Starwood system. If you were a customer of any of the hotels under the Starwood brand, Sheraton, Westin, St. Regis, The Loft, those are the customers affected under the Marriott umbrella. As far as they know now, the investigation they've done, those systems were not affected.
Okay, so those people who stayed at a Starwood hotel, the ones that you mentioned between 2014 and September, how exposed are they, and is there personal information?
It's a lot of information was leaked out, stuff like email addresses, passwords, passport information, in some cases credit cards. So it is a very serious hack for sure.
When something like this happens, how do customers weather the storm? Are they generally able to secure their information?
Yeah. So in this case, the first thing to do if you're a customer is to just keep an eye on your email, because the company is sending out notifications to people who are affected if they have your email address on file. That might not capture everyone, though. So the company's also set up a website at info.starwoodhotels.com. And there's a call center to field questions from customers. What they're really suggesting customers do, though, is first of all, if you're a member of the Starwood Preferred Guest Program, to keep a close eye on your account for suspicious activities. And some of the advice they're given is common sense advice for any data breach like that, which is obviously keep a close eye on your credit card statements and your debit card statements, and change your passwords regularly. Don't use duplicate passwords on different sites, and make sure they're strong passwords that are not easily guessed by a hacker.
And just briefly, Marriott stocks were down about 5% in pre-market trading this morning. How do companies like this typically weather attacks such as this one?
Right. So this is sort of a typical knee-jerk reaction that happens. Whether it recovers or not depends on a few variables, including how much liability the company is facing from customers and potential fines from the government, and how well it basically navigates through the aftermath, and whether they can maintain that brand loyalty afterwards.
Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. This is Here and Now.